Surat News, I'm Ding Lulu. Typhoon Haiyan has just made landfall in Vietnam's northeastern province, Quang Ninh, which is about 120 kilometers east of the capital, Hanoi. It comes after its landfall in southern China. The massive storm, which is estimated to have killed some 10,000 in the Philippines, has curled through the South China Sea and has hit the southern coast of China. While the storm has lost the majority of its power, it's still expected to dump significant amounts of rain as it burns out over the southern coast of China. Haiyan is believed to be one of the strongest typhoons ever recorded. The CPC Central Committee has taken time to acknowledge the Kuomintang Party in Taiwan on its plenary congress. The CPC Central Committee has released a statement saying it hopes the two parties can maintain their common desire for peaceful cross-strait ties. In response, the KMT Central Committee says the two parties have made unprecedented progress in promoting exchanges and cooperation over the past 5 years. The KMT says it is willing to work with the CPC to enhance Chinese culture and revitalize the Chinese nation. General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, Xi Jinping, has also spoken on the telephone with Lian Chan and Wu Po-seong, congratulating them for their reappointment as honorary chairs of the KMT. The KMT's Congress has also adopted a slew of measures to develop mutually beneficial relations between Taiwan and the mainland. An amendment to the KMT Charter has also been passed, which has decreed a KMT member who takes office as Taiwan leader will also hold the post as the party's chairman until the end of his term as the leader of Taiwan. Talks between world powers and Iran have ended without reaching an agreement in Geneva after 3 days of intensive negotiations. The talks have been held between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Despite no agreement reached, all sides say the negotiations have moved forward. Iran and the six world powers are scheduled to meet again on November the 20th for fresh talks. Foreign ministers from China, India and Russia have held talks in New Delhi. Wang Yi, Salman Khurshid and Sergei Lavrov have made a joint call for a peaceful solution in Syria and an immediate launch of a second Geneva conference. The trio are also calling on the Syrian government to give UN inspectors on the ground full access to the country's chemical weapons stockpiles. The three foreign ministers have also discussed the situation in Afghanistan. Wang Yi says the Chinese government wants to see a safe, stable and unified Afghanistan. The Chinese government is set to host an international conference on Afghanistan next year in Tianjin. Two people are dead and close to two dozen others have been hurt in a shooting at a house party in Houston, Texas. Witnesses say a pair of gunmen unloaded their weapons at a house party. There were said to have been around 100 people at the party at the time. The extent of the injuries to the 22 others shot remains unclear. Authorities have not provided a motive for the attack. So far, no suspects have been arrested. The U.S. government is demanding $864 million in compensation from Bank of America for losses connected to mortgages sold by its countrywide financial subsidiary. Countrywide was found liable for defrauding Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac by a federal jury last month. Countrywide was acquired by Bank of America in 2008. The ruling is considered a major win for the U.S. government, which launched the case in the wake of the financial crisis. The world's best men's tennis player at the moment remains on track to add to his glory. Rafael Nadal has downed six-time world ATP champ Roger Federer in straight sets 7-5, 6-3 to remain on track for his first finals title. The victory comes as somewhat of sweet revenge as the Spaniard was hammered by Federer 6-3, 6-love the last time the two met at the same venue back in 2011. Nadal will now face either second seed Novak Djokovic or Stanislas Wawrinka in the finals later on this Monday. A big batch of so-called lock-up shares worth 34 billion yuan are set to become eligible for trading this week here in China. 28 listed companies on the Shanghai and Shenzhen stock exchanges will see their lock-up shares released to the capital markets after their lock-up agreements expire. Under the market rules here in China, major shareholders of non-tradable stocks are subject to 1 or 2 years of lock-up before they are permitted to trade the shares. And that's the latest from Sirai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.